Probably.
We are women in our I think then what is again perhaps the remote task by the Mishmur Sifto ever in Hagar. We see the remote. Thief Chofei was taught by the Lamont. We hear there are two types of Kameya and Mumchen. There's a Kameya that the Kaitan is a Mumche, and that comes about if he wrote three Kameya that healed three different people, so then he becomes a Mumche, a certified Kameya writer. And one is permitted to wear any of these three kameyas, and if he writes a fourth one, it's also permitted to wear. That a if the kaitiv is a mumche, then there's a kameya mumche, that this kameya was used three times and was merafe. So then that kameya is a din of a kameya mumche. And one is permitted to wear this. And then we said that it's possible that we should have both. That Tai the Kameya is a mumche, and Tai the Kaisev is a mumche. So the Gemara says, was taught by the Gemara Vedavke, that was we assume that both are mumchim, say the kameya is a mumche, say the kaitiv is a mumche, the davke shebo shtei hamchois biyachad. That the mumche is came bebas achad. And we'll see again the Mishnah Berurah. So then we are assured that Tai the Kaisev is a mumche, and Tai this Kameya is a mumche. Avo im itzmachi garza tchile, but if first we hear truth that the Kavre is a mumche, va'acharkach, and I know he's a mumche, va'acharkach also Kameya, he made a Kameya, the Ripe Sholesh Pomen, and this Kameya was Marata three times, Loita Linen Bamchot Akameya, we will not say that since this Kameya healed three people, or one person three times, so therefore, the Kameya is also a mumche. Rat bamchot agavra shekvar yitchazi. Since we first came to the idea that the kaitiv is a mumche, so I know clearly that he is a mumche. So if one of the Kameyas that he wrote later was Marata three times, I will not attribute the Koyach Haripoy to the Kameya. No, I will attribute that the reason was Marata because he is a mumche. And therefore, the mind of Kamina, that Kamina will be when he loses his mumche, that means now he will write three kameyas, and will give it to three different people, they all will not work. So I see that he lost his mumchiyas. So all the kameyas that were written through him till now, even though they were merata many times, lose their mumchiyas, and they cannot be born on Shabbos. let us just see the Mishnah Berurah and this Gemara, Kazik Vok. Stay Amchois Biyachat. That's what we can have, that we can attribute. That Sai the Kaisen is a Mumche, and Sai the Kenei is a Mumche. In the both Amchoi, the both Mumche is came as simultaneously. Keep going. Shekosa Igeres Beripe Levuvein Shovish Pomis. He wrote one Igeres, and that was Marape to Ruvein three times. So now, that Kameya is a Kameya Mumche for sure. He is not a Mumche, just was Marape one person. Roy Igeres Lishimai. Then he wrote a second Igeret, which was Marape Shimon three times. Again, he is not a Mumche. He wrote two Igeret, which were Marape two people. That doesn't make him a Mumche. These two Igeret are Kameis Mumchim. That is no shame. They became Kameis Mumchim. Why the Geras, the Rito with Shimon Oichtei Tomei. Now I wrote the third Geras to give it to Shimon, which was Marape Shimon two times. So now, at the present time, this person was Marape two people, Marape Reuven and Shimon, perhaps a multitude of times, but that's irrelevant. So this person as yet is not a Mumche. This third Igeret is also not a Kenayim in Mumche, because it only was Marape Shimon two times. Vadayim loy yitmachi gadre, there's the Persian, not a Mumche, v'yitche ripe shloy shanoshim. V'gam loy yitmachi kameya, this kameya, the third kameya, is also not a Kenayim Mumche, because it only healed Shimon two times. Va'achata, ripe bo'ite ikeres ashlishit dam lulevi. Then this kameya was given to Levi, and it was Marape Levi. So the minute it was Marape Levi, I get two yediyas simultaneously. One yediyah is I see that the person who wrote it is a mumche, because now he has under his belt the track record that he was Marape with three Kameis, Reuven, Shimon, and Levi. So the minute Levi became the Srata, he became the Gavra became a Mumche. And this Kameya, the minute it was Marape the third time to Levi, is also considered a Kameya Mumche. The Nimta Shabo Shtei Amchois Miyachat. So the two Mumchis came Bevasachas, and then I will know that he is a Mumche and the Kamei is a Mumche. So therefore, if later he will lose his Mumchiyai, the Kamei, who also became the Chazik as Kamei's Mumchiyas, could still be born on Shabbat. Not what if he became a mumche first, and then the kameya was marape three times. So then we will not assume that the kameya is a mumche. We will attribute the kaya of ripui is because of the kaya. The nafkimino shim histed avayre kamcha osay. So if he will lose now is Kaya, he's going to cause a great show of secrets for my people. So that means previously he had a Kaya to be Marape. And all these Kameyas were working through this Kaya. Now when he lost this Kaya, so Mikan or Lahaba, all these Kameyas lost their Kaya. Osgama Kameyas and not on Mikvah. So the commodity is previously given to Sharika Shloisha Nosri Matsurin, that I learned this macho, because when it was given, it was never became a Tanaya Mumche. As the ancient, the Boshnein, the Yachad, the Shibokhok, the Tanaya Tchile. But if the Chetkid Arikui of the Kamea came first, Oza Pabi Shivsta Toloitan Chosoi, I say he lost his Mazel, and Chosa Kamea bin Kaima Medicine. If I see that the Kamea had its own Koyach to be Merafe, not through the Mazel of the Kaiser, so that Kamea will remain a Kamea. Now let us go further in the Mechaba. Avos, in Kosad Shloisha Kameyim Ba'odav Echos. If a person wrote three Kameyim for one person, what the same person, Ba'odav Echos, the same person, he wrote three Kameyim, the same Lachas, he wrote three Kameyim. The Ripu Sholosh Pomes. And these three Kameyas were Malapa three times. I mean, each Kameya was Malapa one. Each Kameya was Malapa one. He wrote three Kameyas, was given to one person. And each Kameya was Malapa one. So now, he did not become a Mumche, because it's all one person. The Kamei is not, this is not become a Mumche, because each Kamei is Malapa one. Loi Yismachi, Loi Gavze, so he is not a Mumche. The Loi Kamei, and it's not the Kamei. So in this case, nothing is a Mumche, not he is a Mumche, not the Kamei is a Mumche. Now, I just like to elaborate on one Nikude, that the Shulchan Aruch perhaps mentioned a little better than the Mishnah Berurah. Now, when a person wrote three Kameyas, Reuven wrote three Kameyas to Shimon, Levi, and Yehuda. He gave it to Shimon, gave it to Levi, gave it to Yehuda, so the words by all three people. So that is a Chazokah, he is a Chazokah, he is a Kameya writer, and he's a Mumche to write Kameya, because three different people was Marabas. If he wrote three Kameyas, but we have to remember one thing. The thing is that Chazal understood that the success of these Kameyas are dependent on the mazel of the Kaiser. Chazal understood this is not a pure scientific refuah. This is totally b'mazoloi. And a person could have this mazel that he's the Kaiser to write a Kamei. So, he wrote it with his own handwriting. That's not with a computer. He wrote it with his own handwriting. He wrote it, and then that's his mazel. Why? It could be the mazel. It seems to call it the mazel. Now, when he wrote it for one person three times, and this person got healed three times. So now I have a topic. What is the topic? Could be it's the writer's mazel. Or could be it's the Chayla's mazel. What does the Chayla's mazel? The Chayla has a mazel that a filu and an inferior Kameya can also heal him. That means if it works with mazoloi, that means if it works for Shimon, Levi, Yehuda, so you see, hey, I'm not Chayla. So it works with three different people, then I attribute one Kaiser grows for three different people. It says it's Reuven. Reuven has a mazel to be Merafe. But if Reuven grows three different Kameyas for Shimon, I have here a topic. It's a topic. It's a true topic. Could be Could be Wolfert is a mumche. Could that be will be? Could be it's Shimon's mazel that Shimon can be healed to Wolfert's Kaleya. But Wolfert himself, that means, but it's not a good for every chayla. Shimon's mazel is Wolfert's Kaleya works for him. But I will give it to Levi, who says hello. Now, we're talking about a different case. One of the Kameyas works three times. So then the Kameya doesn't have a mazel. The Kameya works three times, so this Kameya is Merape. Then you don't attribute it to a mazel. We don't have any kameyas to work three times. Reuven wrote three kameyas for Shimon, and each kameya worked one time. So I have here a topic. I don't know. Could be it's Reuven. Could be it's because of Shimon. So therefore, since I don't know, so to tell Shimon to wear this in Shabbos, one second, to tell Shimon, to tell someone to wear this, let's talk to tall Levi, so we'll call Shimon in a minute. To tell Levi to wear this in Shabbos, because Reuven wrote three kameyas, you can't tell Levi to wear this Shabbos. Who knows that Reuven is a mumche? Maybe it was Shimon's mazel. But let's think for 1 minute at last. What about, will Shimon be able to wear it for Shabbos? So here, Lamed is going to say, listen, Shimon can take away for Shabbat. Why? Because if Reuven's a mumche, Reuven's a mumche. The whole Lamed, she said, that Levi can, maybe Reuven is not a mumche. Maybe it's Shimon. Fine. So Shimon, but let's him away on Shabbos. So Lechayre, in such a case, where Reuven wrote three kameyas for Shimon, and it worked three times. So Lachari goes to a rov, yes, a rov, listen, I hear. And Reuven, you can't put a sign yet on the door. I don't know what Reuven is, but can Shimon wear it on Shabbos? So Lachari, we would say, Lachari, yeah. Now we're going to see if Murray can reach number Reuven. Shloisha kemeyim lo'odam echos, ayin sholish igreis. Three igreis, avshem lacha shecha. So, and he wrote it, three different igres for one person, and each igres is marapa this person. So like God said, so he didn't become a mumche, and the commander become a mumche. The haynu she'ein yochel lifnei vigeres acher etap olach hazeh. He does not have a certification to write another igres. The kibin shleyi could be sholish igres lak lodan echot. Maybe it's not it. Maybe it's the chayla. Because of Amogin Avraham, the Afa chayla ba'atmai also lotes migrashi ku mikvah. The chayla also can wear it. Even to Nikol Kamel Yishayne Mumcha. So the Amogin Avraham said something which is very schwer. He said, "Is this a Kamel Yishayne Mumcha?" That's true. So therefore, he can't wear it either, because the commission and the mincha. But the choynim on the pasuk and the mogen of one, please, it's not commission anymore. You're right. But why can't he wear it? By him it works. Whatever the lungus is, I don't know who's the mumche. But why doesn't it work? So that's the choynim of a choynim of pasukim poser. So, let's remain by the kasha. The kasha is a medica kasha. L'chayla for this chayla. L'chayla for this chayla meant something. It's either the kaita or the chayla. But it works. It works three times. So this is a medica kasha that the chayla might want to bring the pasuk on this. The like a maya, the kameya like machi rak she geras achas chikwa sholish bat. The kameya is only if it was marapa three times here, each geras or mirapa one. So that's what, So in Shulchan Aruch it says that if he wrote three kamehs for one person, he's not a mumcha, the kamehs not a mumcha. The Shulchan Aruch could be talking about it with Gabi, a different person. But the Navarone said that for Gabi, that person himself, he also can wear it, and that is very difficult to understand. Yeah. Well, look a lot now. So now we figured out already how one becomes a mumcha, how a kameh becomes a mumcha, now we know that. Now we'll start speaking halachas. Umutta lasait the kameh a mumcha. But if you have a kameh a mumcha after I was mabar, this is a kameh a mumcha. Lo yino who shall start, say it was a kameh that was written. Oy shall eaten, or it's made out of herbs. It worked, whatever, it went through the test, and it became a kameya mumcha. So, you're allowed to wear it. In Shabbat, allowed to wear another shusharabim. This is mutter to wear. Bein b'chayla she'yesh b'yisakoneh, bein b'chayla she'ein b'yisakoneh. This is a kashit. That means a kameya that is merape is a noxious. Because he's wearing it, and this is a tax, it brings the fluid to head. And it was proven, it went through the test, it's proven. So, Achelish and Beisakone, it's allowed to wear this adoption. Now he says something more. That means, let's say a person was an epileptic, and he wore this kameya to, and when he wears this kameya, he doesn't have these attacks. Fine. What is if he comes from a family of epileptics? He never had an attack, but it's in the gene. So he's allowed to wear this kameya if this kameya prevents an epileptic attack. He's allowed to wear it. I hope nothing ever happened to him. It's in the gene that Mustafa he's susceptible to these attacks. So he's allowed to wear it now, a little before he ever had any attack. Not only if he had already had an attack, and he's hanging on, he's wearing this little website. He never had this attack. He comes from a family that it runs in the family that they have epilepsy. So Mamela he isn't susceptible to be a nichbis. So he's allowed to wear this in Shabbos to make sure he should never have an attack. Now we're speaking about a kameyam. One attaches it to himself. But there's no mitzvah shalayekazenu. So he's allowed to wear this kameya that he should not get an attack. Not that he should be mischatted from it, that he should not get an attack. Right. V'koishloi umatiroi v'shusara. Another thing. Now, whoever is wearing a kameya mumcha is permitted to untie it in the middle of the shusharabim. And the Hiddush is, let us just say what the Ohr HaShulchan says. A person who wore a kameya, they wouldn't, like this thing, tachshitim, we had, there's all shaila, we didn't have it yet, but a woman and a man, a tachshit, you take it off, you might show it to someone, you might walk. This is very scary, a kameya, a person was wearing a kameya, they were very religious medically. That means they wouldn't move without the kameya. That's what Ohr HaShulchan says. So the koishrei umatiye b'shusharaf, because they can fall. I'm not afraid he'll walk without it. These people were very sincere about the koyach of the kameya, and they realized they need it. So the mele to hear chazal were meikul that we're not afraid they might come and carry it into a shusharaf. They were very וכל זה מתיר בישוס הרב. ובלבד שלא יקשרנו בשיר או בתפס ויתר בישוס הרב. בוטינס קרנאי ידעת Why? Because of the Shulchan Aruch HaRav that is of the Bible time. That means like this. The Rafuah, this is halachically, this is a tachshit. This tachshit is different than other tachshitim. Other tachshitim, the tachshit of a tachshit is beautifies the person. So such a tachshit, we hear that if a person is a golden watch and he puts it in his pocket, that's not a tachshit, he's carrying it. Because it's not beautifying him, no one sees the tachshit. He has a dog over to bound his neck, yeah, we can go. But I'll compose him in the pocket, there's no shaykh. This kameya, now he puts it, I mean, it was attached to the pocket, but no one had to see it. This was his actions because it's what about this Nebuah. That is actions. It doesn't beautify him, but it's in a different sense. It heals him. It's also called the toxin if it heals. But if he's going to attach it to a bracelet, so people will get a wrong message. Oh, it's a bracelet. He has a thing. It's a book. Like, how does someone hanging a mezuzah from a... This is a gemayet, just a block charm, whatever it is. But people will think if it's attached to a type of a jewelry, a tabas or something else, they will think that he's wearing this gemayet as a tachshit, not what? As an ornament. Now let's see, he's a fine Talmud Chacham, he's wearing it, and people say, this is an ornament to wear a kameya. So now, so there's an Isra of Magasai. So people will think that you don't, not only a sick person can wear a kameya, can also wear it for ornamental purposes. So therefore, Chazal Asa, no, but the people will get the wrong message. They'll say it's Kamazo, and get a good motto, and they wouldn't go out of evidence. People will get the wrong message if they see it attached to an ornament. But actually, Shereno Bishira Bitabas Vieta Belishusar Mishaz Yaimu, the young people will say Shaita Belishain Tashit, not a Tashit of the poor, a Tashit of ornamentation. It's also the Lam Tashit, it's not that sort of a Tashit. It's a different type of a Tashit. Now let us see the Mishnah Ruin. Shelkav to Allah. The Imu Mikisvei HaKadosh. If this Kameya has a Pasuk, also Lotus by Lashus HaRav. Even though Al-Tiluchus Kameya is Gevaltik, Elen Kein Mechupen Bo'er Eidava Achal, unless it's covered with a covering of leather or something else. Vila Pochi Kaishinon Dune Yitarech Lefanoich. You might have to be Eisid Chochok. This man Chazal, this was also in it wasn't the bathroom in the house, it was an outside bathroom. It's Dune Yitarech Lefanoich, we see them all off, and the torch will take it off. And then we're afraid Morsi Masiyinu Dawadah. If he had to take it off already, we're afraid he might come and carry it. So the mailer, so it says he needs a cover. Then show he brings down the claw by Kisrei HaKadosh, and he's two coverings. So you have to know claw, but that is with one cover. To bring it to Makanatinatis. ואם הוא חיילה שיש בו סכנה, אישוק מיני, but if he is so dependent on this kameyev, that if he takes it, or he's a chile shesh by sakone, ishoko minei. If he's going to take it all, his life is in danger, God ain't so he will see him, doesn't he to walk into the bed, to the bed, to keep you with his own soul, saying that his life is dependent on it. But Chogamni, well, too much to tell, he's allowed to salik them, or you can have a kameya made out of herbs, so say somewhat. Now, let it go further. Please come on. Lemon loyma horeyfe alatmoy shoru mumche. So, a loyfe, a person, he's a loyfe, so he comes over to me, And I tell him, you know, I wrote three kameyas for three different people. And you can take this, and you can wear it on Shabbos. I'm telling him. The Leife is telling him. The Leife is telling him. And he's not. Now, so L'chai said, before we'll see the Mishnah Berurah, so we could learn Shabbat at the Chiddush is, perhaps it's a gay cousin. Maybe someone comes over to the life I used to. How's your mother doing? You still doing good? Yes, mom is. My track record is amazing. Well, thank you. L'chayza, he has an agiyah. I mean, not for nothing to give him shishi and be shabbat. He's very popular in town. And he says, still going good, strong, good and strong. He's level. So that's how we could learn Shas. And the Kiddush would be, Eidecho Nemel V'Yisulim. It's not Chilu Shabbos over here. It's not Chilu Shabbos over here. If he's saying the lie, it's Chilu Shabbos. But good. Eidecho Nemel V'Yisulim. He comes to a butcher store and he says, kosher meat, he also trusts the Medech. And he says, a kosher meat, Eidecho Nemel V'Yisulim. He's level. That's how we could learn Shas in the Mechaba. But we'll see the Mishnah Berurah says, that's the mayor, another Chiddush. He says that it's three times. No, he said he wrote three Kameyas and they were successful, three different people. So Mamela, these Kameyas are wearable on Shabbos. Yeah. Loima, who are then? Shalemhan. Allah Kameya Layman Shi Mumchis. Oh, we could say the same thing, that they know this Kameya is the Kameya Mumchis, which used three times, because I wrote it, whatever it is. The Lai Kashmina Lay Shi Yechavan Lahashu. So either Mr. Bull said something which bothered me very much. The Lai, when that Koyi Timmy wants to be Marshal someone, and please, please, I mean, what's why the life is when she have a last? I think the Kiddush is as follows. This, you could have, and later when I had back from there, a similar mother. Chazal went according to the letter of the law. That means like this. That in order for someone to wear a kameya and shabbat shusarab, it has to pass a rigid test. That means it's not when the chaylan with chaper, and then one is permitted to wear a shabbat. But let me ask a shayla. Let's say a person wrote one kameya. The person who wrote it, he feels that it's going to work. He feels it's going to work. And I give it to someone. And when I say it, it does work. But they didn't pass the test. When I say it didn't pass the test, was this person a Mechalo Shabbat? That's the Chmeya. He called he was Mechalo. And Chazal said, Kol Zman, there's no Hechsher on the Chmeya. He's not allowed to wear it on Shabbos. It doesn't have a tachshit. I mean, You see that? I think the Kiddush is, even though this light they personally feel it's going to work, he saw it work by woman and it worked by Shimon, and he thinks it's going to work by lady. So some results, he feels like that. But if he tells them, it'll tell them, I think it's going to work, but let me tell you the truth. No, okay. So then the person knows. But I think the Kiddush is that we're not afraid that he's going to tell them it's a Kimei Mumche because he personally has strong feelings it's going to work. But Lamaise is not a Kimei Mumche. The person who's wearing it, I think it's called a Halo Shabbos. You're not allowed to wear this. Halachically, you're not allowed to wear this. If calls them out, it didn't pass to us, that's some chazokis, you're not allowed to wear it. So I think that is the Kiddush. The loy chashdino loy sheyehaven lahashil. That means since he knows that it's a mishael, if you are going to wear this, if it doesn't have the proper halachic hesed to wear it, then the study says that you can believe. I think that is the Kiddush of the this is the Shabbos. I think that it doesn't pass the test. I mean, if it didn't go for three, a person who wears this is cool.